everybody. This is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to Pod of Fame. It is Friday, which means it is our Hall of Fame Market Watch segment, the segment where we buy players' Hall of Fame stock and also sell that stock we do not want anymore. On today's pod, we are talking only football. And first up, in terms of whose stock are we buying, we got to buy Mike Evans' Hall of Fame stock right now. So over the weekend on Sunday, Mike Evans had 7 catches for 162 yards and a touchdown against the woolly Carolina Panthers, giving him over 1,000 receiving yards this season. Now, this is the 10th time in Mike Evans' career he has caught or gotten over 1,000 receiving yards, and he's played only 10 seasons. So 10 consecutive seasons, he has never missed a year getting over that 1,000-yard threshold. You might be thinking, hey, Jim, that sounds really great. The record is 11 seasons in a row of 1,000-yard seasons. Of course, Jerry Rice holds that record. So Mike Evans is now solely in second place for most consecutive 1,000-yard seasons with 10. Next year, he could break it. And again, anytime you're next to Jerry Rice in a record book, it's a good place to be. And we're only 12 games into the season here. So through 12 games this year, Mike Evans has 61 catches, 1,012 yards, and 10 touchdowns, which is second in NFL in terms of touchdown catches. For his career, he's now at 744 career catches for 47th all time, 11,437 yards, that's 35th all time, and 91 touchdown catches, that's 13th all time. As I said, he has 10 touchdown catches this year. This is his fifth time having 10 or more touchdown catches. So Mike Evans has just been, he is Mr. Consistent here. Gets over 1,000 yards every year, gets a decent amount of touchdowns. However, you might be thinking, okay, you're buying Hall of Fame stock. This is obvious. The numbers look great for Evans. And again, the consistency is almost unmatched other than Jerry Rice. But Mike Evans to date through, this is his 10th year, is a 4-time Pro Bowler, has never made an All-Pro first team, has made only one All-Pro second team. So although he has, almost 100 career touchdowns, he has all these 1,000 receiving yard seasons, he's more consistent, but doesn't have those peak years. And you might be saying, well, the numbers should be enough. And although maybe I would agree with you, that's not always the case. I look at wide receivers today, not in the Hall of Fame. The Hines Wards of the world, the Irving Friars of the world, the Henry Ellards of the world. These are guys that have the career numbers. They have a high number of amount of catches, receiving yards. They're all, I know at least Ellard and Fryer are above what Evans has today. Ellard almost has 14,000 receiving yards. These guys have made Pro Bowls. They've made all pro teams, but not as many, again, as the Jerry Rice's, Randy Moss's, Terrell Owens of the world. Hines Ward's a 4-time Pro Bowler, 3-time AP All-Pro second teamer, 2-time Super Bowl champ, and a Super Bowl MVP. He is not in the Hall of Fame. Irving Fryer is a 5-time Pro Bowler, a 2-time AP All-Pro second teamer. He is not in the Hall of Fame. And Henry Ellard is a 2-time All-Pro first teamer, 3-time Pro Bowler, and I think finished second or third all-time in receiving yards when he ended his career in the 90s, yet he is not in the Hall of Fame. The standard for wide receivers is quite high. Think about Calvin Johnson. He got in recently, but at his peak, people think Calvin Johnson might be, one of the best receivers of all time. Players like Randy Moss, T.O., they're in, but they have the career numbers and the peak. Mike Evans, again, is Mr. Consistent, but has never led the NFL in any major receiving category. He's made one All-Pro second team. So, yes, I'm buying Mike Evans' stock, and this is the time to buy it. But the reason I'm buying is because he is in position this year to maybe make an All-Pro first team or All-Pro second team. I mean, being second in the NFL in touchdown catches right now at 10 is a good sign. If he continues on this trajectory and has one of his better seasons, he'll hopefully pick up a Pro Bowl an All-Pro nod, and that will begin to help build his case along with his career numbers as he continues to play. Now, the great thing for Mike Evans is, again, he's had 10 seasons and he has no down seasons, really. He has seasons not as good as the season before, but no down seasons. Only 30 years old. If he continues playing at this level, those numbers will get harder and harder to ignore, even if those All-Pro and Pro Bowls don't follow. However, this season, he does look on track to make an All-Pro team, and that can really help his Hall of Fame case. So, you know, he just crossed that 1,000 receiving yards marker for the 10th time. His stock's at an all-time high, so it's skyrocketing right now. Will he make the Hall of Fame? I mean, he's still got a career left to play, but being 30 years old, as long as injuries, you know, don't come near him, if he can pick up a, you know, a peak season or two here, an All-Pro this season or next season, a few more Pro Bowls, you know, Mike Evans is well onto the Hall of Fame. So I am buying Mike Evans stock. Now, staying on the offensive side of the ball, but switching positions, we're going to talk about whose stock we are selling. All right, so we are selling all of the stock, and we didn't have much, but we're selling all of the running back stock we have in Los Angeles Chargers running back Austin Ekeler, who after last Sunday's performance and just a down season looks to probably be near the end of his career at the age of 28. So over the weekend against New England, Austin Ekeler had 14 carries for 18 yards. He had 2 catches for 9 yards. Probably his worst game of the year, but this has not been a good year for Austin Ekeler. He has not rushed for over 67 yards since week 1, which as a running back, not great. He only has 5 touchdowns this year, and he's averaging 3.54 yards per carry. And again, he'll be 29 next year, which in running back years translates to almost 40 years old. The coaching staff in Los Angeles is talking about and hinting toward he's being demoted. So he might not even finish this season as the lead back. Joshua Kelly, others, it might be a committee situation. He might just be, you know, now a second or third string back. But it looks like Eckler's time as the lead back is over, over in Los Angeles, or soon to be over. Now, this is a drastic fall for Ekeler, who, believe it or not, has led the NFL in touchdowns, total touchdowns. So receivers, running backs, however you may score, he's led the NFL in total touchdowns the last 2 seasons. He had 20 2 seasons ago and 18 last year. He also had 107 catches last year. He was a premier back last year and the year before. And now, like a lot of running backs, he's just, his time's up. We all know running back shelf life is very short. And although he led, you know, the league in touchdowns in back-to-back years, that's not going to be enough to get him over the hump. He has 68 career touchdowns, which again, at age 28, I would say that's really great. And he's heading toward, you know, 80, 90, 100, which is, you know, talking more Hall of Fame territory. But the trajectory he's on right now and the way his career might go, he probably will not honestly reach 75 touchdowns for his career. So Austin Ekeler, great last couple of years. Again, not too many people can say they've led the NFL in touchdowns back-to-back seasons. He can. But even though he's had those great seasons, he did not make the Pro Bowl either of those seasons. He was not all pro either of those seasons. Austin Ekeler, a great running back for the last several years, but his time looks to be up. And his performance last week almost solidified that that time is almost now. So that stock has been just dipping all week. If you're selling it now, you're actually late. Should have been selling it right after that game Sunday, or gosh, you just sold after week 1 this year. But Austin Ekeler, selling that stock, sell it all. He is done. So that is all we have for you today for Hall of Fame Market Watch. We will have a new episode for you on Monday. I hope you all have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay warm. It's getting cold over here in Chicago, so stay warm. And again, we will talk to you on Monday. Take care.